感谢主耶稣恩典，让我们能够来参加这个灵恩会的盛会。
Thank God for His grace that we are able to join this holy convocation.
我们求主耶稣能够把丰盛的恩典临到我们每一个人身上。
And we pray that God's abundant grace will come upon every person here.
早上我们一起来查考信仰从家庭开始。
This morning, we'd like to study the topic of faith begins at home.
美满幸福的家庭不在于说我们的财富有多少。
A beautiful family does not consist of whether or not how much possessions it has.
不在于我们有什么多高的这个地位或名声。
Or how much how high the reputation or social status.
最重要就是能够有神的话。在我们家庭里面
Most importantly is that God's word is in this family.
有一次有一个家庭他们自己在家里来做礼拜
One time there was a family that was having service together at home.
父亲突然之间对孩子说
And the parents said suddenly to the children,
你看现在这个世界各个地方天灾人祸特别多
They said that all around the world we see so many different catastrophes
有些人的家庭一夜之间全家人都在灾难当中来离世了
And an entire family can be gone in overnight
这个父亲来问他的孩子
And so the parents asked the child
假如有一天
If one day
你像耶伯一样
You were like Job
家人离开你了
and your family departed from you
他们死亡了
and they all died
一切的财产也都没有了
and all of your possessions were gone
这个时候你要如何面对你的未来的生活呢
then at this point how would you face your life
你会不会去埋怨神呢
would you complain or grumble against God
你有没有办法像耶伯一样
Would you be similar to Job?
耶伯面临极大的灾难的时候
that when he faced a very great tribulation,
耶伯还能够说，赏赐的在乎神，收取的也在乎神。
that Job was able to say, it is God who gives and it is God who takes away.
他跟他的孩子讲，你一定要把神抓住神。
and so the parents told the child, you must grasp onto God.
那这样你才有未来。
And in this way, you can have a future.
然后他的父亲就拿了一块铜块。
And then the parents took a coin.
大概价值50元。
Of 50 cents.
然后他就跟他的孩子说。
And then they said to the child.
虽然这块铜矿值得50块钱。
Although this is worth $50.
但是你若能够依靠神的这个帮助。
But if you can rely on the help of God,
神会赐给我们智慧，赐给我们能力。
Then God will grant wisdom and strength.
赐给我们那个创新的这个意念。
And God will give you the ability to start again.
你就可以把这块铜块呢，变成500块、5000块，甚至50000块。
And so that you can turn this $50 into $500,000.
所罗门王曾经说过。
King Solomon once said,
在日光之下
that under the sun,
他发现到一切都是虚空
he realized that all is vanity.
所罗门很富有
even though Solomon was very rich,
所罗门有很好的学问
and he was very highly educated,
很好的名声
and he had a good reputation,
很好的享受
and he enjoyed his
但是他最后说虚空的虚空
but in the end he said vanities of vanities
因为在日光之下
because under the sun
没有一件事情是有价值的
there is nothing of value
但是你仰望神的时候
but when you look to God
在看到日光之上
and then you look above the sun
认识了天上这位神
and you know this God
那么你世上的一切东西就变得有价值了
then everything that you have in this world becomes of value
世上的一切我们说是虚空
even though the things of the world are empty or vain
数目字来讲是个零啊。
If you in terms of value would be zero.
我们独一的神。
But our only God.
他就是一个一。
He is the one.
一的后面啊。
after the 1,
加个0就是10,
if you add 0, then it becomes 10. If you add 2 zeros, it becomes 100.
1000,
if you add 3, it's 1000.
0越加越多,
so the more zeros you add,
变得很有价值,
then it becomes of high value.
所以认识神以后,
so after you know
God,
then your education becomes of value. And then your possessions, you know how to utilize them. And this becomes of very great value.
爸爸呢跟孩子这样来勉励。
And then this is how the father encouraged his child.
虽然未来有很多的不定的这个因素,
even though in the future there are many unpredictable factors,
我们不要怕,
we don't need to be afraid.
我们一定要抓住神。
We have to grasp onto God.
有一个小学4年级的小妹妹,
there was a girl who was in fourth grade.
有一天呢, 老师跟她讲,
and one day her teacher said to her,
因为你作文比赛第一名,
because you are number one in the Chinese contest.
市里头的一个教育的单位呢, 要举办作文比赛,
and then there's going to be another kind of competition for Chinese.
那么学校要派你参加比赛,
and then the school will send you to this competition.
那这位小妹妹跟老师讲,
and then this little girl said to her teacher, which day is it on?
老师说, 是在某一天的礼拜六,
and then she said it is on this day on Saturday.
这个小妹妹听到说礼拜六,
as soon as this little girl heard it was on Saturday,
她就跟老师讲,
she said to the teacher,
老师你是不是可以请第二名的去参加呢?
She said, teacher, can you ask the second place person to go?
我那一天啊, 不能去啊,
on that day I can't go.
老师问她说, 你为什么不能去呢?
And the teacher said, why can't you go?
她就跟老师讲,
and she said,
这个礼拜六就是我们一定要去聚会去做礼拜的。
She told the teacher that that is the day that I must go to worship God on Sabbath.
这一天叫做安息日。
This is called the Sabbath day.
老师说安息日有这么重要吗?
And the teacher said, is Sabbath that important?
这个小女孩跟老师讲很重要的。
And the little girl said, it's very important.
这个跟我们得救有关系的。
This is related to our salvation.
最后跟老师讲一句话,
and so finally she said to the teacher,
我们要以天父的事为念,
we need to be concerned with the matters of God.
老师实在听不懂,
and the teacher did not understand this.
老师又请了他的妈妈过来,
and so the teacher called the mother over,
问他妈妈说, 为什么你的孩子把礼拜六这个时间看得那么重要呢?
And asked the mother, why does your child care, place such great emphasis on Sabbath?
还说要以天父的事为念啊,
and even said that you have to care about the matters of God.
这个妈妈听了真的是很感动,
and once the mother heard, she was very touched.
我的这个小女儿竟然对这个安息日那么坚持,
my little girl is actually so determined to keep the Sabbath.
还知道说这个是跟得救有关系,
and she knew that it was related to salvation.
所以妈妈就跟老师解释了,
so the mother explained to the teacher,
说我们啊, 能够今天信主啊,
so today, how we can believe in
Jesus
is because of the special grace of God.
我们是不配蒙这个恩典的,
we are not worthy of this grace.
我们的主啊, 把我们过去一切的罪都把我们洁净了,
but our Lord has cleansed away all of our past sins,
使我们能够追求圣洁的生活,
so that we can pursue after a holy life.
在这个礼拜六呢,
and on Sabbath day,
我们也纪念了神的创造,
we also remember God's creation.
因为有神这么美好的创造,
because of the wonderful creation of God,
我们生活才能够变得越来越好,
that is how come our life can be better and better.
所以这个神的这个创造的能力啊,
and so God's creation power
常常能够跟我们分享,
is shared with us.
所以我们能够在生活当中,
so in our life,
即使面对各种的难题,
when we face many different types of difficulties,
我们都相信神有大能力能够帮助我们,
if we believe that God has a great power to help us,
能够化解困难,
that this can dissolve our problems,
所以我们的生活就变得越来越好,
and our lives can be better and better.
所以也因为这样子,
and because of this,
所以我们在世上的生活,
our lives in this world,
我们总觉得能够心满意足了,
we can feel very satisfied.
所以我们在这个礼拜六呢,
and so on Sabbath day,
我们去参加聚会做礼拜,
we go to church to worship God.
一方面, 也来纪念神的救赎, 跟神的创造,
and we also remember the creation and salvation of God.
因为这个他的妈妈, 向老师, 说明了这个事情,
and after the mother explained this to the teacher,
但是很感谢神啊,
that thank God,
那个教育单位啊,
that teacher,
后来竟然把这个比赛的时间改了,
oh, they actually changed the time of the competition.
所以后来我们这个小妹妹呢, 能够去参加比赛,
so in the end the little girl was able to attend.
所以从这一点呢, 我们可以了解了,
so from this point we can understand,
为什么这个4年级的小妹妹,
why is this fourth grade girl,
她对于守安息日 是那么看重
Why does she care so much about the Sabbath day?
这一定是她家里的这个教导是很成功的
It must have been from her family's education was very successful in this way.
这个小女孩
And so this little girl
她很重视神的话
She really valued the word of God.
可见呢，这个家庭的祭坛很重要
So we can see how important a family altar is.
我们可以从旧约里头可以了解
And we can understand this from the Old Testament.
这个挪亚呢
That Noah,
他因为遵守神的话
because he kept the word of God,
当大水毁灭世界的时候
when the world was destroyed by the flood,
他们一家人竟然能够得到神的保守
the entire family was able to be saved by God,
只有他们一家人得救了
only their household.
所以洪水退去之后
so after the flood receded,
他带着家人走出了这个方舟
then he,brought his family out of the ark.
他的第一件事情做什么呢?
And what was the first thing that he did?
我们来看这个创世纪。
Let us look at Genesis.
第八章。
Chapter 8.
创世纪第八章。
Genesis chapter 8.
第八章，请看二十节。
Chapter 8, verse 20.
创世纪第八章二十节。
Genesis chapter 8, verse 20.
挪亚为耶和华筑了一座坛，拿各类洁净的牲畜、飞鸟。现在坛上为欢祭，二十一节。
21.
耶和华闻那馨香之气，就心里说：“我不再因人的缘故来咒诅地了。”人从小时心里就怀着恶念，也不再按着我才行的来灭各种的活物了。这个地方告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
这个挪亚他出方舟的时候。
After Noah came out of the ark.
第一件事情就是筑坛献祭。
The first thing that he did was to build an altar and to worship God.
来表达了对于神的这个拯救的感恩。
Which shows his thanksgiving to God for his salvation.
结果他这种的馨香之气呢
？And the aroma of this.
祭坛上这个祭物呢？这个飘出这个馨香的味道。
From the burnt offering came a soothing aroma.
所以神也因为这样说不再。因人的缘故来咒诅这个地了。
And so the Lord said, because of this, I will never again curse the ground.
神喜欢他的献祭。
Because God approved of his sacrifice.
他这个献祭呢，也让他的孩子知道。
And the offering allowed his children to
know. 我们要常常感恩。
That we need to often give thanks.
因为一切的万物都是神所赏赐给我们。
Because everything in this world is given to us by God.
我们越能够感恩，越能够。得到神的福气的。
And the more that we give thanks, the more blessings we can receive from God.
那么耶伯呢
？And Job,
他也是这样做。
He was also,
he also did this. 我们来看耶伯记。
Let's turn to Job.
耶伯记的第一章。
Chapter 1.
耶伯记的第一章，请看第五节。
Job chapter 1, verse 5.
筵宴的日子过了，耶伯打发人去，叫他们自洁。他清早起来。按着他们众人的数目献欢祭，因为他说：“恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中就弃掉神。”耶伯常常这样行。我们看到这个耶伯呢，他每天一大早起来。
Here we see that Job rose early every day.
他就告诉他的孩子们：“你们要洁净自己。”
And then he would tell his children that they need to sanctify themselves.
然后为他们献祭。
And then he offered for them.
为什么要天天这样做呢
？And why did he do this every day?
他说：“他恐怕我的孩子犯罪，弃掉神了。”
He said, he was worried that his children had sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
一个人若没有信仰的话
，If a person does not have faith,
没有神的。保守跟祝福
and does not have the protection and blessing of God.
就好像一条鱼离开了水了
They are like a fish out of water.
这必然死亡无疑啊
And they will for sure die.
所以说我们要活在神的恩典当中
So we need to live within the blessings of God.
那我们就要常常带领我们的孩子来到神的面前
And then often bring our children before the presence of God.
让他们能够得到神丰盛的恩典
So that they can receive the abundant blessings of God.
这样才有平安有喜乐
And then they can have peace and joy.
但是呢到了新约时代
But in the New Testament,
主耶稣为我们献了祭了
Then Jesus was offered for us.
他来成全的这个献祭的这件事情
And he fulfilled this matter of offering.
他一次献上 就完成了。
And once for all, he completed this.
所以我们现在呢，不用再去筑坛献祭。
So today we do not need to build altars and offer.
不用再杀牛杀羊。
We do not need to offer cows or sheep.
不用拿这些牛羊作为祭物。
And we do not need to use these livestock as our
offering. 那么我们今天应该怎么样拜神呢？
But today, how should we worship God?
主耶稣却给我们一个明确的指导。
Jesus gives us a very clear instruction.
我们来看约翰福音的第四章。
Let us look at John chapter 4.
约翰福音第四章。
John chapter 4.
二十四节。
Verse 24.
第四章二十四节。
Chapter 4, verse 24.
神是个灵，所以拜他的必须用心灵和诚实拜他。这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
我们的神是个灵啊。
That God is spirit.
那我们怎么去拜他呢？
And how do we worship him?
就要用我们心灵。
We need to use our spirit and truth.
所以我们今天信了主以后。
And so today, after we believe in God.
圣灵临到我们。
After the spirit, Holy Spirit comes upon us.
我们就非常容易呢。跟我们的天父来交通
then we can very easily communicate with our
我们跟天父借着祷告
and through prayer
借读圣经
through reading the Bible
来跟天父来交通
then we can communicate with God
所以我们的这个神的灵呢
and so God's spirit
能够让我们明白神的旨意
allows us to understand the will of God
也能够让我们明白魔鬼的诡计是什么
and also allows us to understand
使我们避开被魔鬼来陷害
so that we can avoid it and get away
同时我们也能够来看清楚我们内心有什么样的亏欠
and at the same time we can also see what are the lacks in our
heart 也可以让我们看清楚神赐给我们多少的恩典
and God, we can also see how many blessings God has given us
所以这一切都能够让我们的生活变得非常好
so all of these things can make our life very good
另外一件事情
next
就是要以诚实来拜神。
We need to worship God in truth.
诚实是非常重要的。
Truth is very important.
有很多人一直祷告。
There are many people who keep praying.
神啊，你来垂听我祷告吧。
God, please listen to my prayer.
神啊，你来帮助我。
God, please help me.
有些人说觉得奇怪。
But they think it is weird.
我的祷告神怎么不听呢？
When I pray, why does God not listen to me?
怎么还没有垂听我的祷告呢？
Why has God not heard my prayer yet?
我们要回想一下。
And we need to think.
为什么会这样子？
Why is this so?
是什么问题呢？
What is the problem?
很可能是我们。没有诚实啊
It is possible that we are not honest.
当我们行事为人不诚实的时候
When in our actions if we are not honest.
神不能够接受我们的不诚实
And God cannot accept our dishonesty.
因为不诚实就是说谎
And if you are dishonest then that means you are lying.
说谎是属于魔鬼的
And lies are of the devil.
所以我们在日常生活当中
So in our daily lives.
常常在无意当中啊不注意的时候
When we are not aware.
我们就有那说谎的行为
And we may lie.
比如说
For example,
我们有时候买这个手机啊
Sometimes we will buy a cell phone
假如你买这个正牌的手机可能要很贵的
If you buy an authentic one, it will probably be very expensive
但是你买那个仿冒的手机啊
So then you buy a fake brand
可能差十倍啊
And it is 10 times cheaper
比如说一只手机可能要500块
For example, a cell phone might be $500
但是你买仿冒的50块就够
But if you buy an imitation, then it only costs
$50 这个时候你想你要买500块的还是50块呢
At this time, you will think, do you want to buy the $500 one or the $50? They actually work the same.
你要买哪一种呢
Which one will you buy?
你买50块的
You will buy the $50 one.
这个是侵占人家的这个所有权啊
And this is actually defrauding others.
这个是不诚实的
This is not honest.
那你要做什么选择呢
So which choice will you make?
你可能为了贪一时的便宜
Because you want to save money in that moment. 你做了不诚实的事情 And you will do something dishonest.
这不诚实神会认同吗
And if you are dishonest, then will God approve?
神是不会认同的
God will not approve of this.
有一个大学生
There is a college student.
他到了欧洲之后
When he went to Europe.
发现搭火车非常容易
And he realized it was very easy to take the train.
你不买票也可以进到月台
If you don't buy a ticket, you can still get onto the platform.
因为没有人在验票嘛
Because nobody is checking.
所以你火车人随时都可以进去
So once the train comes, you can just get on anytime.
但是呢，有人来验票。
But then that time someone came to check.
假如你万一被抓到，那就不得了。
Or if you were, they happen to check, then
那要罚款是很重的。
Because the fine will be very heavy.
但是这个穷学生啊。
But this poor student.
他总以为说，我可以用我的这聪明智慧啊。
He thought I can use my own intelligence.
我可以逃过这个验票。
I can escape.Avoid this checking of the ticket.
他在大学期间呢。
And during college.
想不到有三次。逃不过
There were three times that he was caught.
被抓到了
he could not avoid being
checked. 后来呢他
去
就业了他 去工作去面谈
then he went to work and he went to an interview.
在面谈的时候
when he was at the interview,
他的口才
His eloquence, his ability, showed himself to be very capable.
可是呢，后来考官跟他讲,
but then the interviewer told him,
对不起，我们不能录用你。
Sorry, we cannot hire you.
他说我有哪些缺点呢?
He said, what weakness do I have?
你为什么不录用我呢?
Why will you not hire me?
因为我有很多证明。
Look, I have a lot of evidence
我是有能力的。
that I'm very capable.
啊，考官跟他讲，对的，你的能力很好。
And the interviewer said, yes, you are very capable.
可是我们看到你的资料。
But we've seen your information.
你有三次的不诚实
you are three times that you were dishonest
所以我们公司不能录用
so our company cannot hire you
他说我这个三次不诚实难道那么重要吗
and he said those three times is it really matter that much
考官说很重要
and the interviewer said yes
所以对不起不能录用
so sorry we cannot hire you
所以有一些人自以为聪明
so some people think that they are so smart
我用各种方法
that I will use all these different ways
做一些不诚实的事情
to do these dishonest things
但是很多的那个好的公司啊
but many good companies
是没办法认同这个不诚实的行为
they do not like dishonesty
何况是我们天上的天父呢
how much more so would our God in heaven
所以我们做一个神的 子女啊
and so as a child of God
我们一定要诚实的
we must be honest
我们要用心灵诚实来敬拜神
we need to worship God in spirit and in truth
那么我们的神才会来祝福我们
and then our God will bless us
会来引导我们
and will guide us
所以说我们能够用这样的态度
so if we can use this type of
我们来建立这个家庭祭坛
and to establish a family altar
我们会发现到有很多的好处
we will realize there are many benefits
因为家庭祭坛能够让我们建立美好的信仰的根基
because a family altar can help us to build a very good foundation of faith
在这个世代
in this society
难免有不少的人碰到婚姻的难题
there are many people who face marriage difficulties
那有些人呢
and some people
遇到这个难题的时候
when they meet with these difficulties
有时候一直在沟通协调
they keep on adjusting and communicating
总是解决不了
but they still cannot solve the
problem 有的人就灰心了
and some people get disheartened
算了看破了
and say forget it
不要了
and then I don't want this
所以现在离婚的这个家庭很多
so today there are many families that divorce
但是我们认识主的话
but if we know Lord Jesus
我们对于神有信心的话
and we have faith in God
我们绝对不会看破了
then we will not think to forget about it
我们去会把它突破掉
we will try to break through
因为圣经告诉我们
because the Bible tells us
我们看腓立比书的第四章
let's look at Philippians chapter 4
腓立比书第四章
Philippians chapter 4
第四章我们请看十三节
Let's look at verse 13.
我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。这个就是让我们明白。
This allows us to know.
当我们对神越有信心的时候
，that the more faith that we have in God.
当然，我们生活当中有软弱
，even though we have weaknesses in our lives.
我们要求神给我们力量
，and we ask God to give us strength.
我们不要看破了。
We should not give up.
我们要突破。
We must break through the problem.
所以在生活当中
，so in our lives,
我们会遇到很多很多的难题。
We will face a lot, many difficulties.
但是你平常若是常常亲近神的话
，but if you are always drawing near to God,
这个信仰的根基就建立起来了。
Then this basis of faith will be built up.
你不会跟一般没信主的人说，很轻易的说看破了。
And then you will not be like the unbelievers to easily give up.
我们一定要突破的。
And you must break through the problem.
神有这样的能力。
Because God has this power to do
so. 所以说家庭祭坛是非常重要。
So family altar is very important.
我们常常有一句话说。
There's often a phrase that says,
家若和睦的话。
If the home is harmonious.
一切事情都变得非常顺利。
Then everything will go very smoothly.
可是呢。有这么简单吗
But is it that easy to do so?
因为在一个家庭里面
Because in a family
每一个人都有他自己的想法
Everyone has their own way of thinking
有自己的意见
Everyone has their own opinion
所以常常为了一点小小的意见就开始有争执了
And so sometimes over a slight difference in opinion
但是我们认识神的道理的人
But those of us who know the word of God
我们就知道一件事情
We know something
世界上有什么是最重要的
That what is the most important thing in the world
当然得救是最重要的
Of course salvation is most
important 假如跟得救没有关系的
If it does not have to do
Salvation, 宁可让步
then just to
宁可吃亏
give, to let
为什么要为这个没有跟得救无关的事情在争执呢
just give in because do not argue over something that's not related
to salvation 假如我们道理懂了
because if you understand the truth
我们知道
then we know.
啊，虽然我让步了。
Even though I have given up my right.
神为了调整我们整个家庭的脚步。
And God will adjust the steps, footsteps of my family.
所以跟得救无关的。
And so if it has nothing to do with the truth,
我们宁可让步。
Then we should just give up our position.
若是大家对这个道理来懂的话。
If you understand the truth,
还有什么可以争执的呢？
What else is there to argue about?
啊，那家庭自然就和睦了。
And then the family will automatically be harmonious.
不但如此呢，
not only this way,
我们在生活当中，
but in our daily lives,
不断地去体验，
and we will continue to experience
神的道理是何等美好。
How wonderful is the word of God.
所以我们在生活当中啊，
so in our daily lives,
我们真的会像那一位小妹妹说，我们要以天父的事为念。
That we will be like that little girl who says we must be concerned with the matters of God.
有一个青年啊，
there was a youth,
他参加了神学训练班之后，
after they attended the theological training program,
懂了，
they understood the truth,
后来他做了一个思考，
and then they reflected,
学业的分数重要还是信仰的分数重要呢？
Is a score on a test important or in your faith?
他想了又想，
and he thought about it,
学业的分数，
the score from your academics,
可能在短时间对我 很有帮助。
In the short term, it may be very important or helpful to me.
只是短暂的这个效果。
But this is only a short-term
benefit. 但是信仰的分数呢？
But the score in your faith,
那太重要了。
This is too important.
我信仰都不及格的话，
if I do not pass
又不能补考的话，
and I cannot retake,
你说怎么办？
Take things, so then what will I do?
我就失去了永生天国的福分。
I will lose the blessing of heaven.
所以信仰的分数不可以不及格。
And so in my score of faith, I cannot fail.
信仰的分数越来越高。
And I must get a higher and higher score.
神给我的智慧就越来越多。
And then the wisdom from God will be more and more.
就知道如何去好好的来追求我的学业。
And then I will know how to diligently study.
主耶稣就给我聪明智慧。
And God will give me the wisdom and knowledge.
未来在社会上的时候，
so that when I am working,
神也会给我智慧。
God will also give me wisdom.
如何面对事业上的挑战。
How to face the challenges at work.
所以他想了一想。
And then he thought about it.
还是信仰会是重要。
The most important thing is
your score of faith. 所以我不能够轻易轻看这个信仰。
And so I cannot look down upon lightly upon this. 有神
同在才是最大的福气。
If God is with me, then this is the greatest blessing.
所以说这个神的道理啊，
and so the truth of God
会让我们更有智慧。
Will allow us to have even more wisdom.
事情的轻重缓急啊，这个哪一个是重要的，哪一个是比较不重要的，就知道。
We will understand what is more important and less important.
所以家庭祭坛。
And so in a family altar.
对每一个人来讲。
For all of us,
实在是非常重要。
It's very important.
虽然每天读圣经几分钟而已，
even though we read the Bible for only a few minutes
every day, 但是我们不要小看这几分钟。
Do not look down upon those few minutes.
可是呢，今天我们发现到，
but today we realize,
有不少人他忽略这个这件事情。
That many people do not do this.
为什么有些人没办法推展这个家庭祭坛呢？
Why are some people unable to have a family altar?
说哎呀，我很忙啊。
They say, oh, I'm very busy.
哪里有时间呢？
I don't have time.
其实啊，时间掌握在我们手中啊。
But actually, time is in our hands.
就看你怎么安排。
It just depends on how you arrange it.
有一个年轻人啊，
there was a youth
杀人啊，
who killed somebody.
然后他被抓去。
And then he was caught.
有一天法官审问他。
And one day, the official asked him.
法官事先了解他的背景。
First, they understood his background.
原来他的父亲是鼎鼎有名的法律专家。
And so, it turns out that his father was a very famous expert of the law.
所以这个法官就问这个年轻人。
And so the judge asked the youth.
你为什么犯了这么大的罪？
Why did you commit such a great sin?
你的爸爸难道没有教你做人的道理吗？
Did your father not teach you how to be a good person?
这个年轻人跟法官讲。
And then this youth said to the judge,
说我还年幼的时候，
When I was young,
我去亲近我的爸爸。
I tried to draw near to my father.
我爸爸都跟我讲。
My father said to me,
孩子啊，不要吵爸爸。
Child, don't bother me.
爸爸很忙啊。
Father is very busy.
那时候我的爸爸一直在写他有名的这些书。
And at that time he was writing his books that would become very famous.
所以我要亲近他的时候，
so when I wanted to
talk to him, 他都跟我讲爸爸很忙。
He said, Dad is very busy.
你不要来吵爸爸。
Don't bother me.
我的这个童年的生活是这样过的。
And this is how my childhood passed.
我爸爸虽然是有名的法律专家，
even though my father is a famous law expert,
很多事情我是不懂。
A lot of them I do not understand.
这个法官真的是摇头。
And so the judge shook his head.
他的爸爸虽然是有名的法律专家，
even though his father was a famous law expert,
现在他的孩子杀人了，
now his child has killed somebody.
都登出来了。
It is all over the news.
他可以说是身败名裂。
And
已经 名声被破坏了。
And so his reputation was lost.
所以说从这个地方让我们明白。
And so from this we can understand.
当我们还能够有机会教导孩子的时候。
While we still have the opportunity to teach our children.
不要轻易放弃这样的工作。
Do not lightly let go of this
work. 家庭祭坛是最好的一个教导孩子的方法。
And family altar is the best way to teach your child.
有人说我们在一起读圣经根本不可能嘛。
And some people will say it is impossible for all of us to read the Bible together.
我的孩子到外面读书了。
My children are out studying.
外面去工作了。
Some of them are out working.
我们怎么能够在一起读圣经呢？
So how can we read the Bible together?
其实这个问题啊，是很容易解决的。
Actually, this problem is easily solved.
我们现在在台湾的一些神学生。
And in Taiwan, there's a theological student.
有的从英国来的。
There's one who is from England.
有的从马来西亚来的。
Some come from Malaysia.
有的从香港来的。
Some of them come from Hong Kong.
那么在本地的神学生呢？
And the ones who are local.
他们是两个礼拜才能够回家一次。
They can only go home every 2 weeks.
他们没办法常常在家里。
They cannot often be at home.
但是神学生告诉我。
But the theological students told me.
现在科技那么发达。
That now the technology is so advanced.
能够突破了空间时间的限制。
It can overcome time and space.
我们每天晚上10点。
Every day at 10 p.m.
我的家人
we tell our family members, our children,
你们把电脑打开
turn on your computers.
我们用视讯的工具，就是 video 呢。
We will use video.
那我们呢就可以来沟通了。
And then we can communicate.
短短的20分钟、30分钟
even if it's a short 20 to 30 minutes.
每天跟家人一起分享圣经的话。
Then every day they will share some words from the Bible with their family and encourage one another.
这些神学生说：“感谢主。”
And the theological students said, "Thank God."
虽然不常常在家，
even though I'm not at home.
但是能够这样子跟家人来分享神的话。
I can use this way to share the word of God with my family.
天伦之乐。
And I can enjoy the joy of heaven.
有些人说。每天读圣经真的那么重要吗？
And some people may ask, does it really matter if you don't read the Bible every day?
平常都来教聚会了。
We come to attend Sabbath, to attend services regularly.
难道这样不够吗？
Is that not enough?
有不少的信徒。
There are many members.
他们有养成读经的习惯。
And they have a habit to read the Bible.
他们发现到读经对他帮助很大。
And they realize that reading the Bible has a great help to them.
我们有一位弟兄是高级的那个警官啊。
And there is a brother who is a high-level police officer.
那么因为他工作很忙。
And he is very busy.
忙到这个压力太大了。
And so he is so busy, his pressure is very great.
有一天他想不开了。
And one day he couldn't take it.
干脆死算了。
And he said, I want to just die.
那么他拿起他手身边的一把手枪。
And so he took the gun that was by his side.
他就顶着他的太阳穴。
And then he wanted to point it to his temple.
准备一开枪就可以解决生命。
Ready to shoot himself and end his life.
当他准备开枪的时候。
And when he was about to do so,
他头就先低下来。
His head bowed down first.
结果一低下来的时候呢。
As soon as it bowed down,
看到桌上有一张纸条。
He saw a paper on his table.
是他昨天才写的。
One that he had just written yesterday.
因为他昨天读了圣经。
Because yesterday he was reading the Bible.
他读到腓立比书第四章第六节。
And he was reading Philippians chapter 4 verse 6.
他读到那一节经文的时候。
And when he read that verse,
他就把这经文的内容啊，把它浓缩成两个字。
He had summarized the content into 2 words.
就是交托了。
Which is
交托神。
Entrust God.
那么第六节告诉我们啊。
Verse 6 says.
说应当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告、祈求和感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出了意外的平安，必在基督耶稣里保守你们的心怀意念。这个地方啊。是这样讲。
And here it tells us,
凡事要借着祷告。
That in all things you must pray.
神会赐给我们意外的平安。
Because God will give us a peace that surpasses understanding. Thank God.
他就写了这个交托。
That he had written on a piece of paper, trust God.
这一条纸条救了他一条命啊。
And who would have thought that actually that piece of paper would save his life? And he thought of this verse.
枪就放下来。
And then he put down his gun.
赶快去祷告。
And he hurried to pray.
我想在座的各位弟兄姐妹。
I think for all the brothers and sisters sitting here,
应该有这样的经验。
You may have this experience.
我自己也有这样的经验。
I have had this experience myself.
当我遇到难题的时候，
when I meet with difficulties,
一直祷告，一直祷告。
I keep on praying and praying.
总是好像神没有垂听我祷告。
But it feels like God is not listening.
手都发软了。
And my hands are weak.
就在那个时候。
And at that time,
让我突然间想到一节经文。
I will suddenly think of a Bible verse.
就是诗篇84篇。
Which is Psalm chapter 84.
诗篇八十四篇了。
Psalm chapter 84.
第十一节
，verse 11，
84篇11节
，chapter 84 verse 11。
因为耶和华神是日头，是盾牌，要施下恩惠和荣耀。他未曾 留下一样好处，不给那行动正直的人。我在祷告的时候
，When I pray，
就想到这个不久才念到了一节这一节经文。
I thought of this verse that I had read not long ago。
神他会赐下恩惠跟荣耀。
That God will give grace and glory。
他说他未曾留下一样好处，不给那行动正直的。
And no good thing will He withhold from those who walk uprightly。
这句行动正直就砸了我的心。
And this phrase "walk uprightly" really pierced my heart。
有什么事情没有做好
？It must be that I am not doing something right。
我应该要认罪悔改。
I must confess and repent。
所以那次祷告非常的深入。
And so at that prayer, I prayed very deeply。
你哪一件事情要改进
？And the Holy Spirit told me when in which area I need to change。
就这样祷告。
And when I prayed in this way, it was very miraculous. Then my difficulty was solved.
所以说我们每天的读圣经。
So if we pray, if we read the Bible every day.
有时候在你最紧要的时候。
Sometimes in your most critical moment.
它成为你最好的帮助。
That will be your greatest help.
所以读圣经真的很重要。
So reading the Bible is very important.
现在有些信徒还遇到一个难题了。
And some members also meet with a difficulty.
那要怎么读呢？
How do I read the Bible?
的确，这个也是很多人常问的。
And this is a common question.
啊，我们来看一段圣经。
Let us look at a passage.
马可福音的第一章。
Mark chapter one.
马可福音第一章。
Mark chapter one.
譬如说，我们读到第一章的时候。
For example, when we reach chapter one.
我们发现这一章的经文很多。
We will realize that there are many verses in
this
chapter. 总共
45节。
There are 45 verses.
那我们在读的时候。
And when we are reading it.
我们因为要灵修自己嘛。
Because we want to cultivate ourselves.
集中注意力。
So then we want to focus.
看看你哪一节经文比较有兴趣的。
And see which verses we are more interested in.
找一节就可以了。
Find just one verse.
找一节来自我灵修。
Just find one verse to reflect on.
比如说我们读过以后。
And for example, after you finish reading.
第六节很有意思啊。
Then you realize verse 6 is very interesting.
骆驼毛的衣服，腰束皮带。
Now John was clothed with camel's hair.
读了这段圣经以后啊。
And so after we read this.
我们就找这一节里头的一句话。
Then you find one phrase in it.
腰束皮带
that there's a leather belt around his waist.
这什么意思啊？
First you will ask, what does this
mean? 有些经文很容易啊。
Some verses are very easy to understand.
你一看就知道它的意思啊。
As soon as you read it, you can understand it.
腰束皮带
But a leather belt around the waist.
古代的人
啊。The people in the olden days,
腰束皮带
they often wore the belt.
尤其打功夫打拳的
especially those who
更需要腰束皮带
are in kung fu.
那一般工作的人
So those, the most people who work,
也是要腰束皮带才有力量啊。
They need to have a belt so that they could work.
我们就马上可以理解。
So that we need to understand, so we can understand this.
积极有力量。
So that means that you have a lot of strength.
我们了解了。
And so when we understand this,
我们就想一想。
Then we can think about it.
怎么样活用在生活中？
How can you apply this to your life?
我们看这个施洗约翰。
And we see John the Baptist.
工作很积极啊。
His work was very diligent.
他看到这个希律王的婚姻是乱伦的。
When he saw that Herod's marriage was not moral.
他勇敢地来。来提醒责备他。
Then he bravely rebuked him.
想不到他头就被砍掉了。
And then who would have thought that he would be beheaded?
要来劝勉这个希律王的时候。
And then when he went to rebuke him,
他应该是有心理准备。
He should have prepared himself for this.
所以他很勇敢。
So he was very brave.
有一次我去参观一家钢铁公司。
One time I went to a factory.
他跟我们介绍。
And they were introducing to us.
他们这个公司的工作精神啊。
That their work ethic.
多做少错
is to do more work and to make less mistakes.
少做多错
if you do less, then you will make
more
mistakes. So this is their work ethic.
其实这个我们都了解啊。
And actually, this is something we can all understand.
你事情做一遍跟做十遍是不一样的。
If you do something one time and ten times, it is different.
一样的道理。
So this is the same.
你读圣经
if you,
读的时候
when you're reading the Bible,
那么你就天天读
if you read it every day,
你就会知道怎么读了。
Then you will know how to read.
遇到困难
，if you meet with difficulty,
可以找我们的长子传道。
You can look for our elders or pastors.
或是我们的弟兄姐妹。
Our brothers and sisters.
请教他们怎么读。
And ask them how to read.
你多读几次。
If you read it more times.
你就会觉得哎呀，读圣经很好啊。
Then you will realize that reading the Bible is very good.
你可以去化解读经的难题。
And you will be able to overcome this difficulty in reading the Bible.
非常重要的一件事情。
This is a very important thing.
那么我们。这个现在很多教会啊
And today there are many churches.
那么都在推展那个读经的运动。
And they are all emphasizing reading the Bible.
每个教会推展的方法不一样。
And every church does it in a different way.
有的是每天读一章。
Some say read one chapter a day.
有的是一个礼拜读五章。
Some say to read five chapters a week.
各种方法都不一样。
There are many different methods.
甚至有的教会啊 他每一章都出一个选择题。
And there are some churches where they come up with a question or topic from each chapter.
这个信徒读了以后去了解说我读懂了吗
？So that the members can reflect on whether or not they understand.
那大陆的教会呢
？And China,
他们有那个小区的教会哈。
They have regional churches.
啊，那么他们有进度是一样的。
And they are following the same.
他们每三个月有读圣经知识比赛。
And they have a Bible knowledge contest.
哎，做得 很好
and so this is a very good
引起弟兄姐妹的兴趣、啊、
to get the members interested
所以说我们、应该努力的去推动这个工作
so we need to put effort to mobilize this work
除了读经之外呢
so besides reading the Bible
假如说我们遇到困难
when we face difficulty
我们教会很多的网站可以提供资料
there are many church websites that we can find information from
那有些读了圣这个在家里这个家庭祭坛之后
and some people after they have family altar
有时候时间够的话
if there is enough time
他们就会聊起生活的事情
then they can discuss on daily life matters
有一个姐妹啊年轻的姐妹
there is a young sister
她就提了一个问题
who raised a question
她说哎呀我最近哦总觉得很孤单啊
recently I've been very lonely
哎呀，怎么能改善我的生活
？How can I change my life？
他妈妈就跟他讲。
And then his mom said，、
哎、你先把窗户打开看看。
First, open the window。
看看外面有什么东西。
And see what is outside。
你看，哦，外面很多车子，很多人啊。
Though there are many cars, many people outside。
啊，这个妈妈说，那么你现在哈、哦，拿一面镜子来看看。
And the mother said, now look at a mirror。
啊，他拿镜子过来。
And then
妈妈问他说，你看。镜子里头有什么东西
？And the mom said, "Look, what is in the mirror?"
只有看到我、啊。
I only see myself.
妈妈说没有错、啊。
And the mom said, "That's right."
你每天都躲在电脑面前，在那边打电脑。
Every day you are hiding yourself in front of the computer.
滑手机，滑平板。
And you are on your tablet on your phone.
那当然你会觉得很孤单嘛。
And so of course you feel lonely.
哎，你应该去教会。
You should go to church.
去教会的时候。
When you go to church,
你带着微笑。
And you will smile.
跟人家打招呼。
And then you will say hi to other people.
人家一定会跟你打招呼。
Then of course people will respond and say hi back.
看看教会有什么人需要你帮忙的。
If you look around and see what people need your help.
你去帮助别人。
And then you help other people.
你就会觉得人家对你有一个回馈嘛。
Then other people, you will feel that response from the other person.
你就不会觉得孤单。
And then you will not feel lonely anymore.
所以这妈妈跟他讲，你试试看。
And so this mother said, try this out.
你就不孤单了。
Then you will not be lonely.
有时候我们在家里头哈。
Sometimes we are at home.
遇到什么问题啊
？And we meet with problems.
可以提出来聊一聊。
And we can bring it up to discuss.
互相勉励。
And encourage one another.
觉得非常好。
And this is very good.
有时候呢
？Sometimes.
我们可以用唱诗的。
We can sing hymns.
我们来分享一首诗。
Let us share a hymn together.
比如说394首。
For example, hymn 394.
感谢神。
Thank God.
唱了以后。
And after you sing it,
我想很多可以感谢的事情
then you realize there's many things to be thankful for.
就觉得这个信仰非常好
And then you realize that this faith is very good.
最后呢
And finally,
就是祷告嘛
is prayer.
我们有什么可以代祷的事情
Is there anything that we prayer request?
我们就提出来
And we can mention them.
那常常这样的互相代祷
And then we can pray for one another.
我们一定会发现不少的祷告主耶稣都垂听
And then we will realize that God is listening to many of our prayers.
我们知道有人常常这么说。
And we know there are people who often say,
富有的人啊
，rich people
不会超过三代。
Riches will not carry for more than three generations.
因为这个家庭假如没有道理的话
，because if this family does not have the truth,
到了第三代钱都被花光了。
Once it reaches the third generation, then all of the money will be spent.
所以我也在想。
And so I was also thinking,
信仰呢
？That in faith
可以超过三代吗
？For can faith pass past three generations.
有时候看了那个耶稣雅记跟士师记啊。
Sometimes when you look at Judges and Joshua.
在耶稣雅的时代。
In Joshua's time.
南征北讨就是攻打那个迦南七族。
When they were attacking the land of Canaan.
结果呢，神体会到很多恩典。
Then at this time God blessed them greatly.
但是呢，经过了两三代。
But after two and three generations.
他们都忘记了神为他们祖先所留下的恩典。
They forgot the blessings that their ancestors left behind for them.
世俗化了。
And their life became assimilated.
拜偶像了。
And they started to worship idols.
做坏事了。
They started to do wicked things.
被魔鬼欺负了。
And they were taken advantage by Satan.
凄惨的时候才 又来呼叫神。
And only in times of despair would they cry out to God.
所以这个家庭祭坛。
And so family altar.
我们若好好的去努力经营。
If we are very diligent to carry it out.
我们信仰可以不断传承下去。
Then our faith can be passed down.
你看我们在座的。
For those who are sitting here. 有些
人信仰已经到第五代、第六代。
Some of our generations have gone to the fifth or
the
sixth generation.
你看这样的家庭。
For these families.
一定是蒙福的家庭。
They are, they must be blessed by God.
所以我们应该。就对家庭祭坛这个工作呢，我们要重视。
And so for this work of carrying out family altar, we must place good emphasis on it.
现在我们来休息。
And now we will take a break.
同心默祷。
Let us bow our heads and pray in silence.
Amen.